The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
So the Packers get the win on Monday Night Football. Let's bring in Justice Mosqueda from Acme Packing Company. Justice, good morning.
Good morning. How we doing? Great day to be alive, right, after a Packers win.
Okay, well, let me ask you about that, because Aaron Rodgers was you know, trying to throw some shade at people after the game, acting like, oh, everything's okay now because we beat the Lions. Like, be honest, at halftime of this game when the Packers are losing, you were a little nervous, weren't you?
I tweeted that like my anxiety levels were 11 out of 10. So I wasn't feeling great. It's funny how Rodgers really turned the like no one believes in us thing right around. I mean, he's doing like finger gun stuff on the field. He's telling people like, I can't believe they're making this stuff up. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I was feeling uneasy, Justice. I'm not even a Packers fan. I was feeling uneasy for the Packers. As I was watching this as they were. I was like, are the Lions just like better than like a little bit better than people think? Not quite. Justice, to what extent do you feel like the 49ers, not the 49ers, the stats team, to what extent do you feel like the Packers turned the corner? Because I feel like stats isn't believing it.
I'm not.
Well, they got over the hump of like, hey, New Orleans came out in too high and just dared them to run the ball. And it kind of caught them by surprise. You know, Rodgers and LaFleur said that. I talked to AJ Dillon the day after the week one game. And he said the same thing where, you know, they thought they were going to get one thing. The Saints came out in something completely different. And then by the time that they could like adjust, they were like six plays into the offense, down 17 with a minute left in the first half because they just couldn't get New Orleans' offense off the field. I mean, they were just holding on to the ball. And I believe New Orleans had back-to-back 15-play scoring drives. First time that's ever happened since 2000. So it was kind of an anomaly of a game. I mean, definitely kind of like a week one type of situation. I don't know if that game plays out the same way, you know, mid-season, but Green Bay got over that hump. Detroit was playing them the same way. I mean, they were playing their safeties like 15 yards off, just begging, you know, hey, run at me with Aaron Jones, throw screens, throw a quick game. And, you know, Aaron Jones caught, I believe, three touchdown receptions. Robert Tonyan was catching like tight end screens all night. They were willing to run the ball and just make – once they could get to a point where they could outscore Detroit's offense, it completely changed the game. I mean, Detroit wanted the ball to start the game. They won the toss. They wanted the ball. They went down the field and they scored. I kind of think that that's kind of how teams are going to want to play Green Bay, try to get them into a deficit early. Their defense is a little vanilla until they get a lead. And then just keep two high safeties, try to keep Rodgers bottled up, I guess.
I thought the whole game changed on the first possession of the second half for the Lions. You know, the Packers come out, they get the ball, they score. It's 21-17. The Lions are moving the ball downfield. They get to the Green Bay 25-yard line. It's 4th-and-1, and I give Dan Campbell all the credit in the world because the only way the Lions are going to pull off an upset in this game is if they get aggressive and go for it on 4th down. And, of course, the Lions don't convert. Green Bay gets the ball back, and what happens? They go down and score again. To me, the whole game shifted on that 4th down play.
100%. That was definitely when it felt, I mean, you know, everyone can have their opinion on momentum and stuff like that, but that's really when it felt like it shifted, where it was like, okay, they got a possession back. They have the ball now. The other thing that I will say that definitely helped Green Bay down the stretch too is Melifonwu got hurt, and they just – I mean, the defensive back injuries that Detroit had, they just ran out of NFL players, basically. I mean, they had to play they had to play a safety out there. And Melifonwu was running stride for stride with MVS all game. I mean, he can run with the best of them, both of those guys. If you look at the stat sheet, MVS got like 4 targets, 0 receptions. And they did a pretty good job of bottling him up. I mean, Devontae got like 1 big reception, I think. And then other than that, I mean, it's just like chipping away, chipping away, chipping away.
What concerns, Justice, do you have, if any, coming out of this game? And then why are the Packers going to beat the 49ers next week? So Stats is really confident that it's not going to happen. And, you know, they're going to Aaron Rodgers is going to go into the Levi's Stadium and lose. But yeah, tell me why that's wrong.
I don't know if that's wrong.
Look at his face. Look at his face, BLG. He knows. You're nervous, Justice, right? I mean, it's going to be
very nervous.
Crazy in week 3.
Yeah. I mean, still Kyle Shanahan. You still have a Bosa, which just freaks me out still to this day. I mean, I know the Niners got a lot of weird stuff going on, like skill position wise. But I mean, hey, Kittle's still healthy. Kittle's still a matchup nightmare. The biggest thing for Green Bay, they got to get something out of their defensive line. I mean, Za'Darius Smith had a back injury, played a little bit in week 1 and then went on IR. He's probably going to be back in like 3 weeks. Preston Smith is having a much better year than he had last year. But like Rashawn Gary, he's going to bull rush you. And you might as well roll dice. Like there's a 50% chance he's going to get a great bull rush and just like reset how the quarterback has to play in the pocket. Or he's just going to completely lose contain and you could just get around him for a 1st down. On the defensive line, like in terms of like the 3-4 like actual defensive linemen, they're not getting anything out of these guys. It's 2 weeks. They don't have a tackle for loss yet. They got a sack. Wow. And it was because Jared Goff caught the ball in the rain and then dropped the ball. And then Rashawn Gary was just like near him. So they credited him with a sack. So, yeah, I mean, the defensive line right now, they're barely getting anything out of any of these guys. Kenny Clark is obviously getting double teamed, but I mean, they're out there with Tyler Lancaster and Dean Lowry, and it's just not getting the job done. I mean, that's one of the major reasons why, you know, against New Orleans, they just weren't able to get off the field. I mean, they were just getting pushed off the ball a little bit. And I know New Orleans and Detroit both have pretty good offensive lines, but so does San Francisco. So it's you're going to keep seeing these teams. And, in the playoffs, if you get there, San Francisco's still going to be there. Tampa's going to be there. So they got to figure something out on the defensive line because they can't get ran at like this.
So last one, Aaron Rodgers said, hey, we got the trolls off our back. I've contended if the 49ers go out and beat the Packers in week 3, Green Bay will be 1-2. All those trolls will be back, won't they?
Right back. Yeah, 100%. Aaron Rodgers brought a lot of attention to himself. And a lot of people aren't going to forget about that. I mean, especially on the national level, it seems like the reaction after week 1 was, hey, how can you make all that noise about I need more pieces around me and then put up, what was it, like a 23 quarterback rating or something like that in week 1, worst game. But, you know, I really do think that week 1 game was more of an anomaly outside of the fact that, like, their defensive line is going to struggle against the run and it's going to be it's going to be hard for this defense to get off the field if they keep playing vanilla, which seems to be what Joe Barry wants to do. I mean, if you look at the Detroit game, they were playing as vanilla against the Lions as they did against the Saints in week 1 up until they got up like a full touchdown. And then all their like weird pressure stuff, the Fangio type defense stuff ends up coming out. So I think that's kind of their plan defensively, is just like make the offense have to play like perfect. Don't get too aggressive. Make them earn, you know, 15 play drives down the field and keep up with Aaron Rodgers in a shootout in that way. And then once you get the lead, then you could start sending blitzes from every direction. It's probably not a bad way to think about football, and it makes a lot of sense on paper, especially if the quarterback for your offense is Aaron Rodgers. The only problem is it's just so vanilla that like there's no changeup, and you kind of know exactly what you're going to get. And it's tough to watch. I mean, like we said, halftime anxiety levels 11 out of 10, and then they break away in the second half. That's a stressful way to watch football games.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.